You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, The Rabbit Hole by David Lindsay Abair, directed by Steve Scott at the Goodman Theater, review by Tom Williams. David Lindsay Abair's wonderful play Rabbit Hole, a Tony Award nominee for Best Play, makes its Midwest premiere under Steve Scott's smoothly polished direction. Rich in irony but without Lindsay Abair's trademark absurdity, Rabbit Hole deals with the sudden accidental death of a 4-year-old boy, Danny. We meet his parents, Becca, played by Lisa D. Mortensen in a movingly effective performance, and Howie, played by Daniel Cantor in a restrained and fitting turn, 8 months after the tragedy, trying to deal with life after losing their only child. Each parent struggles individually to cope. They vacillate between stagnation, quiet mourning, and actually coping. This is a subtle work that has real characters trying hard to move on from their tragedy. It is emotional without being sentimental or melodramatic. Lindsay Abair skillfully uses restraint in his naturalistic work that unfolds as realistic and truthful. Rabbit Hole is Lindsay Abair's finest work to date. He smartly has Becca's sister, Izzy, played by Amy Warren in a terrific performance, as the younger, irresponsible soul pregnant without a husband or even a job. Izzy is the hope that the family needs. Together with the mother, Nat, played by Marianne Thebus, sparklingly engaging as usual, they try as best they can to help the couple cope while still being the quirky people they have become. These scenes produce some humor and give a glimpse into how a family strains to both comfort and motivate each other over tragic events. The subtle movement differs as both Becca and Howie act out their grief differently. Becca will not have sex with Howie, and Howie watches videos of Danny nightly. We empathize with their struggles as we see slowly how each comes to grips with the reality that life must move on. When Jason, played by Jurgen Hooper, the boy who drove the car that accidentally hit Danny as he ran into the street chasing his dog, attempts to visit the parents to acknowledge his responsibility, Becca is open to talking, but Howie still blames the teen. These scenes are intelligently played out, as are the scenes with Nat bonding with Becca as only a mother-daughter can. I think this play works as a subtle, gripping work that satisfactorily and realistically gives insights as to how people actually complete the grieving process. It is a moving and sad work filled with complex characters trying to forgive themselves and each other for an event that they couldn't control. Lisa D. Mortensen and Daniel Cantor were impressive, and Amy Warren and Marianne Thebus round out a first-class ensemble. You'll feel good about the power of the human spirit after seeing Rabbit Hole. I give this a recommended rating. The Rabbit Hole by David Lindsay Abair, directed by Steve Scott at the Goodman Theater, located at 170 North Dearborn in Chicago, Illinois. Now running through April 15th. For tickets and more information, please call 312-443-3800.